Hello everyone. Thank you for subscribing to my podcast channel. Today, I would like to talk about the concept of starting a business with zero capital. You know, a lot of people think that one needs to have some money saved up before one can start a business. Well, I am of the opinion, and I have tested this, at least tested it once, that you can actually start with zero capital. Yes, you heard right. Zero, as in zero capital. Thankfully, we have social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. At least these are the three major platforms where most of us currently interact with people. So this is the perfect place to start, especially Facebook, because there are loads and loads and loads of trade groups where a lot of buying and a lot of selling goes on. This is a very good place to start your market research. This is where I did the test run for my zero capital business venture. So, I will now tell you what I did. First of all, I own a smartphone and I am on social media. I interact with friends, family, and meet new people. Secondly, I decided on what I wanted to sell. In this case, hair products manufactured by a well-known brand. Step 3, I went in search of a local supplier, and guess what? I found them on Facebook. I called in and asked them about the brand I wanted to sell, how much it cost in retail as well as wholesale. I went on Google to find e-commerce sites of local retailers just to have an idea of the price margins. Here, I was basically checking out the competition. With the information I gathered, I set my prices. I went on Google to find and download high-quality images of the brand I planned to retail. I also found very good photos on the social media handles of this brand. I went back to Facebook to scout for and join the groups that had my target market as members, in this case, women. Specifically, stay-at-home moms, those who own small businesses, and those who wanted a second income side gig. I decided on the strategy to deploy. I knew I didn't want to sell these products in single units, so I put the products together in packages and then put word out. The product package price was way cheaper than the sum of the individual products in the package. It also wasn't a big package, so moms who did not plan to resell could also purchase them for personal use. Well, I am glad to announce to you all that within the first 2 hours of posting in a group that had about 200,000 moms, I got 70 inquiries. At this point, I knew my business idea was viable, so I approached an investor with my findings and ended up with a small loan to order my first batch of products. 3 of the 70 inquiries made payment for their product packages within 72 hours, and that's how my first zero capital business venture took flight. Well, I hope you've learned something new today and plan to put this to the test. As I conclude this episode, I would like to reiterate some of the key points. So, in no particular order, we have 1, smartphone. You need a smartphone. Everyone needs a smartphone. 2, get on Facebook. Open a personal Facebook account. 3, decide on your target audience and then join the Facebook groups they frequent. 4, pick a popular product brand. 5, find a local supplier. 6, get the wholesale as well as retail prices. 7, compare prices between and across your competition. 8, set your price. 9, decide on the best strategy to deploy. I would like to state here that strategies are not set in stone. So if it's not working out, dump it. As in, dump that strategy and think up and try out another. 10. Send out word about what you have for sale. 11. Keep a database of everyone who indicates interest. 12. Pre-sell. And if pre-selling doesn't work out for you, find someone who can bankroll your idea on the basis of the results of your research. Positive results of your research. Lastly, just start. Start where you are. Use what you have. Do what you can. Please try this out. Share this podcast with all your friends. And let me know if and how this works out for you. Until next time, this is Come. Let us reason together. Thank you so much.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.